recognize those famous theme songs? The X-Files, then The West Wing, followed by The Sopranos, Friday Night Lights, and ending there with Mad Men. New York Magazine has asked TV critics to help select the best TV drama of the last 25 years. And, of course, since it's March, they've done it as a bracket. So while you probably spent the weekend watching your NCAA basketball bracket go down the tubes like me, perhaps you saw the matchups on the Vulture site, Breaking Bad versus Friday Night Lights, The X-Files versus The West Wing, and the final matchup, The Sopranos versus The Wire. Vulture's TV critic Matt Zoller-Seitz is here to discuss the bracket. He's also going to announce the winner live right on our show before we finish up. So welcome back to WNYC, Matt. Hi there.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
And thanks for agreeing to tear open the envelope in a few minutes on the Brian Lehrer Show. So can you do a little SportsCenter-like recap and walk us through how we got to the finals of Sopranos versus The Wire?
I sure can. So this drama derby contest has been going on since March 5th, and it was done as a March Madness type of bracket. There were 16 shows starting out, and it's gradually been narrowed down to the last couple of shows still standing, The Wire and The Sopranos. And I should say here that there were actually two parallel contests happening. One of them was the bracket that we're talking about right now, which was decided by critics, but also people who make TV, novelists, journalists, playwrights, actors, and it was kind of an interesting experiment because it's really more, I think, an exercise in comparing and contrasting and criticism than anything else. You kind of get to see how people choose their preferences and how they justify their opinions. And the reader poll, which is going on Vulture's website, is almost kind of an alternate universe version of this, and the two finalists in that are Breaking Bad and Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
And listeners, we have a few minutes to squeeze some phone calls into this, so if you want to give us your six-word reasons why any TV show is the best TV drama of the last 25 years, according to you, you can get it in right now at 212-433-WNYC. But I mean, we're going to limit you to six words. 212-433-9692. Matt, that is so interesting that it's such an alternative universe. The Sopranos versus The Wire is the final two, according to the critics. Breaking Bad and Buffy, according to your readers. How do you explain it?
You know, it's really impossible to know for sure, but I think the thing that Breaking Bad has going for it is it's currently on the air and is fantastically exciting to anybody who has ever watched it. It's a present tense show. Buffy the Vampire Slayer has not been on the air in a very long time, but it remains a present tense show because of the dedication of its fans.
Can you read into anything about our culture over the last 25 years in the way this shook out? Both Sopranos and The Wire have to do with sort of portraying the day-to-day life of the crime world. They aren't typical glorifications of mobsters and cops. You have a mob boss who sees a shrink in The Sopranos, obviously a police department that's rife with ineptitude and indifference in The Wire. Does all of this tell us anything about who we are as a nation?
Oh, absolutely. Just like any popular art form, these are mirrors to the society and the industry that produce them. And one of the great things about reading these various pieces, which are all up on the website, is that you get to see the similarities and differences between all these shows, and you also get to see how, when you get past the plot level and the level of characterization, all of these shows can be taken as metaphors for other things, and you can apply them to your own life. And I think that's ultimately the real test of whether or not any kind of popular piece of art is durable, is if you can extract it from its context and see yourself in it, see your neighborhood, see your city, see your country.
Ellen in Yorktown, best TV drama of the last 25 years. Quick.
Oh, it has to be The West Wing, because when Bush was president, I was so distraught all the time. And I got to tune in to The West Wing and watch President Bartlet and I loved him. He was such an honest man.
And I'm going to leave it there, trying to keep it to about six words. We certainly get your point. Andrew and Holmdel, best TV drama of the last 25 years?
Yes, Brian. I just want to mention my affection for Six Feet Under, which I think covered life in a holistic and, yes, metaphysical way. And I just have a particular affection for it. I don't know if it's the best. Sopranos is good, The Wire. But I just was watching some reruns just recently on Monday nights at 8 on HBO and reminded me about how much I loved it and was moved by that show.
Thank you. Elise in Brooklyn, best TV drama of the last 25 years?
I'd have to say The X-Files. I think it shows like reality in America in a really interesting way, whether it be like on a Native American reservation or if you're on like a dairy farm in who knows where.
Thank you. Elizabeth in Madison, best TV drama of the last 25 years?
Oh, I loved Monk, and I just want to know, did it rank at all?
Well, it wasn't in the brackets because it's really more of a comedy, but that is a great show, and if we do one of these for comedies, I'd be shocked if that wasn't in there.
All right, Matt, it is that time. First, let's unveil the winner of the Facebook fan poll, and again, the final two contestants in these brackets, Breaking Bad versus Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Drum roll, please. Go.
Today, AMC's Breaking Bad was named the winner of over 20th Century Fox's Buffy the Vampire Slayer following heavy voting over the weekend, nearly 10,000 comments on the post.
How about that? Are you surprised?
A little bit, yeah, just because the absolute, just unrestrained fervor of Buffy the Vampire Slayer's fan base, I thought was going to take it. In fact, I'm a little shocked. This feels like an upset to me, Brian.
Is it the newness of the juice?
Probably, or, well, maybe.
And now let's unveil the winner of the critics' poll, Sopranos versus The Wire. Here we go. Drum roll, please. Matt from Vulture, go.
I struggle over this one, Brian. It's The Wire.
Do you struggle over it?
I did. You have no idea. It's a running joke in the office how many times I rewrote this piece, and every time I did, I changed my mind.
You know who else may agree with you? The President of the United States, that is, agree with the critics. Here he is talking with Bill Simmons of ESPN, who asked him, who is the best character ever on The Wire?
It's got to be Omar, right? I mean, that guy's unbelievable, right? What a combination. Yeah. And That was one of the best shows of all time.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, it's a great show.
He is a politician, however, so you notice how he hedged and said one of the best shows of all time.
Well, you know, I got one word for that, Brian. Indeed.
Matt Zoller Seitz of New York Mag's Vulture site, unveiling the critics' poll winners and the readers' poll winners of the best TV drama brackets of the last 25 years. Are you ready for the backlash? In fact, you said you got 10,000 comments already on Breaking Bad beating Buffy in the readers' poll. What are the comments looking like?
Well, the final post explaining my reasoning has not gone up yet, but I think I'm going to have to shutter my windows and not go out much after this.
Best TV drama of the last 25 years, according to you, Linda on the Lower East Side? Linda, you there?
Women, why feminism matters.
I'm sorry, we accidentally cut off the beginning of your answer. Start again.
Oh, my six words for Mad Men are reminding young women why feminism matters.
Thank you very much. Bill in Brooklyn, your best TV drama of the last 25 years?
Is the reimagined Battlestar Galactica.
Was that in the brackets?
It sure was, and that's a stunning show. It's really something else.
James in Manhattan, yours?
Oh, yes. Hi. I just wanted to comment that I stopped watching TV altogether, although I had been tapering off for about 10 years before that, when the TV switched to digital in 2009, and I decided not to get an upgrade.
Do you have a computer? Are you watching any of the TV shows
online? I'm trying to stay away from it because I think everything I've heard on this program and whenever I read or hear stuff about what people are raving about, it just confirms my suspicion that TV is has turned out to be a very bad idea.
It is, however, without having seen these programs. You know, there are people on the other side of that, I think very serious people on the other side of that, who say that TV, at least the best of TV, is better than it ever was. And so dramas like The Wire and The Sopranos and Mad Men could not really have happened 20, 30 years ago in television. Is that your position?
Well, I think that's indisputably true, and there are probably more reasons for it than we could go into in the time we've got left. But yeah, definitely.
Give me one.
One show that is what? Better
well,
than
a
any...
a reason.
Well, one reason would be that Hollywood, movies that Hollywood has been putting out, they've been chasing the blockbusters, chasing the youth market, and going bigger and bigger and sort of flatter and flatter. And that sort of middle ground reasonably adult drama, TV jumped in and took it.
Mark Zollersites of New York Mag's Vulture Site. There are the winners. A Little Wire of Our Own to go out. Steve Earle, who had a role in that TV show, singing the theme song live on our show in 2008. Matt, thanks so much for revealing right here.
Thank you. He's gonna save you so. If you keep a devil.